Electric Piquete is a Latin jazz and fusion band out of Miami. But in 2007, the band started out playing rock as a traditional trio, guitar, bass, and drums. Michael Moot, the bass player, says they just weren't getting enough gigs, so they decided to change their sound.
We were shooting for the traditional Latin jazz feel, where there was a heavy percussion bass and there's keyboards involved, and that really allows the band and allowed the sound to evolve into something much more flavorful, much more South Florida.
Now the band is made up of about 8 instruments: bass, trumpet, flugelhorn, electric guitar, congas, timbales, drums, and keyboard, all played by Hispanic musicians.
It's a natural thing to kind of play what we like in letting the Latin influences come through, but then it's also something of a necessity to be able to have that sound and to be able to kind of exist and thrive in this market.
Ever since they switched from rock to Latin, they play way more gigs in Miami, at least once a week compared to once a month before. They play Calle Ocho, Carnival on the Mile, the outdoor stage at the entrance to Dolphin Mall, all over Miami.
So the Latin music has become gigantic, and Miami's become associated with the Latin culture. So, you know, for an American rock band to come here, it's really not what the demographic wants to hear.
Gary Vandy owns Studio Center Miami, where he's produced music for more than 40 years.
If you're going to go see a rock band, you probably have to leave Dade County. There's very few places that will support original music in Miami. If you go to Fort Lauderdale and north, rock and roll is gigantic. There's tons of clubs up there. You can play original music up there. She said I was crazy,
asked me if I had just lost my mind. That's something Alex Garcia knows well. He plays guitar for the rock band Young DeVille. What's it like to be in a band from Miami?
Kind of sucks, because I don't really think there's much of a music scene around here. It's a lot of cover bands and Latin music. A lot of these places, too, that you do play at, you know, people are into the dance music, so no one's there to see you or really pay attention.
It's weird, because the live music has become the appetizer to DJs now. As soon as the DJs start, then the place goes nuts.
Eric Garcia, no relation to Alex, has been booking bands in Miami for about 11 years.
The numbers are there, you know, cover bands, everybody wants to hear something they know. And Latin bands, you know, everybody wants to feel like they can dance.
Michael Moot from Electric Piquete says things have gotten worse for rock bands lately.
We've seen a number of live music venues close recently. I mean, clubs like PAX and the Vagabonds, you know, they're really going away.
And Tobacco Road, the club with the first liquor license in Miami, has sold its property and will be moving after 102 years near the Miami River. That doesn't mean they'll stop booking rock bands, but it does represent a changing scene. Young DeVille is trying to put together a tour of the whole state, but the band's not planning to leave Miami. They wrote this song about downtown Miami. I'm Jessica Mazzaros in Miami.